Mountain Trails Foundation Executive Director Charlie Sturgis says George and Jan Pilko approached him about 2.5 years ago with an interest in donating to Mountain Trails. Sturgis at the time left the conversation open, looking for ways to leverage the sizable $50,000 donation offer.
For us, we are building it one way or the other. We're going to build it. We're going to build it for the city, or we're going to build it out of just donated. So Utah Open Lands writes a grant for $250,000. GOED has 200 grants out there, and they go, who are the people we're going to give money to? And they're going to give them to the best bet. So the ones that have more partners with more commitment look better for the sums of money that they're looking for. So we have partners, which is why they asked us to make a commitment and give them an estimate and say we would do it, is because that would make their grant look better.
In June 2011, Park City Council adopted a donation policy for community service and private donations on city property. Because Park City Municipal owns the property, the $50,000 had to be approved by the City Council. Park City's Trails and Open Space Manager Heinrich Dieters recommended approval to the City Council on September 13, 2018.
The donor side of it is really kind of Charlie's. I know that they had a plaque made, and I approved it, et cetera, of what the language was. And I think Andy attended, but I don't know how many people were there or something like that. But I think it was the donor just kind of requests something to go up there and have a little ceremony.
The Pilko family plaque is displayed at the entry to the new Bloods Lake Trail. It is a hiking-only trail, and dogs, bikes, and motorized vehicles are prohibited. The new parking area will accommodate 40 vehicles and provide a restroom. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.